This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That is your 232 Tupac. 530 Creed, 230 Tupac. Before we get to Elliot, real quick, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. You know what? We're actually going to wait on the Twitter question because it's Phillies related. We're going to talk about the Phillies afterwards. I want to get to the Elliot thing first and the Eagles injuries. Elliot Shore Parks, our Go Birds Eagles Insider of the Year reigning champion. Elliot, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. Something tells me my insider status is going to take a hit after these.
Oh, come on, man.
Where were you?
It's all right. It's all right. I'll keep pushing forward.
Yeah, well, it's a marathon, not a sprint, Elliot. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It's all about motivating me.
Remember, the only reason you won last year was your Ojulari fake scoop, and he stinks, and he can't play.
Well, they better hope he doesn't stink.
So the news is that Nolan Smith has been placed on IR. So has Jacorian Bennett. And so has Darius Cooper, by the way, for sort of less important on all of those. So do you want to let us know what you know about the injuries to Nolan Smith and Jacorian Bennett?
Yeah, so I don't know the body parts of the injury yet. The team has not updated us. So I don't have that information to share. What I do know is that the injuries are non-surgical. So that is, you know, there is a positive to that. They're both obviously out for 4 weeks now, at least since they're on IR, but it could potentially be more. I think the hope is that they return around the bye week. The bye week is 5 games from now. So if they're not ready for, you know, that fifth game, then obviously it's the bye week. They get that extra week to rest up. So this is, you know, not just like a short-term thing. Like this could be something where he's missing 5 games and then maybe after the bye he returns. In terms of body part, again, I don't know. The only speculation I would give is he's been wearing a brace on his injured tricep all year, so maybe that's something that's bothering him that now they want to give him more time to heal from.
Do they, just from a rules perspective, do they have to say what the injury is or no?
No, they do not. Now, if he's on the injury report, they have to say. Okay. But since he's been placed on IR prior to practice today, he will not be on the injury report because he is on the IR. So
that's interesting.
So
let's take the Nolan Smith injury first and what happens now, and let's take the Jacorian Bennett injury second. So Nolan Smith goes out. He was starting defensive end, starting edge. He played a lot of the snaps. How do you see that adjusting moving forward? Who are we going to see more of, do you think?
Yeah, so first, it is a major blow to their defensive line. I think it was Nolan Smith, a gap, and then everybody else in terms of how they've played this year. And then, you know, to look forward a little bit, like the Buccaneers' offensive line is a disaster. So this could have been a really big week for Nolan Smith. I guess the flip side of that is it's an easy matchup for the edges that will play. In terms of how they'll go about replacing him, I think it'll be Josh Uche. I think it'll be more Jalix Hunt. Za'Darius Smith obviously played really well in his debut and has looked good in an Eagles uniform. But then some other names to keep an eye on, Patrick Johnson, really good special teams player, has played well in preseasons at edge, has never really made an impact in the NFL at edge, but he's someone to look for. And then Obo Aronkwo, who has been a decent edge, I would say, in the NFL. I think he had about 5 sacks last year. He had a really impressive training camp. He was a surprise addition to the 53-man roster. So he's someone to keep an eye on as well.
What about Ojulari?
Well, there you go. That would be the other one. In the fact, you know, I talked to Aziz last week, you know, and he was being told the reason he wasn't playing was special teams. Now, does this change that? Maybe, but I just don't believe the reason he was playing with special teams. I think he's not really been good since he got here. He did not have a good training camp. I don't think he's looked particularly athletic out there on the field. He looks stiff. So we'll see. I mean, he has a good resume. They gave him $3 million, but if they don't think he can play special teams, not that that's the end all be all, but you know, that could impact his ability to be active on game days.
They want him out there instead of Tank Bigsby returning kicks. Is that what we're doing with him? Okay. So let's move to Jacorian Bennett. So this one's a little, you know, I guess, a little more unsure of what's happening because we don't know the status of Adoree Jackson yet. But if Jacorian Bennett is not there, he was number two behind Adoree Jackson. So what do you think is happening with cornerback two now, which was already not a great spot? You know, we've seen Adoree Jackson get lit up a little bit, and then we saw Jacorian Bennett. Yeah. Now, maybe this is because of the injury, I don't know, but Jacorian Bennett, that whole final drive against the Rams, that was him.
Yeah, so I'm out here at practice now watching the cornerbacks on the field. Adoree Jackson is out here. So
okay.
He is practicing. We'll find out how much of a participant he is. I will say that normally at these practices, they're doing individual work right now. They will line up in kind of the depth chart order, right? So I'm watching the corners, and it was Quinyon Mitchell first up, obviously cornerback one. Cooper DeJean second up, but third up was Keely Ringo, and Adoree Jackson was at the end of the line. So we'll see how much of a participant he is in practice today, but that could be an indication that maybe he's not going to be ready to go despite the fact he's out here practicing. But it is a good sign that he is at least out here. So if he doesn't play, I would look at Keely Ringo. Vic Fangio talked yesterday about how he believes he's improved since training camp ended in the practices during the week. And then Mack McWilliams. Mack McWilliams started camp.
Yeah,
he started camp at nickel, but as camp went on, he moved to the outside and was taking outside corner snaps over Keely Ringo. So those are the two names. And again, with how they're lining up out here, it looks like it would be Keely.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about that depth now at that cornerback position, because even if Adoree dresses, we don't know if he's 100% and how well or how effective he could be out there playing. Something happens to Keely Ringo out there throughout the game. Now you're down to a rookie fourth round draft pick, who's supposed to be a nickel inside guy who isn't very big. Thankfully, the Bucks don't have their full complement of wide receivers, so I'm not as concerned from that point.
That's what I was going to say. If they were entering the season without Adoree and Jacorian Bennett, then I think you go, okay, this is a major problem throughout the year. I think now you look at it as a five-week thing, essentially, because I think Jacorian Bennett, similar timeline to Nolan Smith, maybe back before the bye week. Again, a non-surgical injury. Non-surgical injury, but potentially after. But you look at these next few games, the Buccaneers are really banged up at receiver. The following week, they have the Broncos, not exactly a prolific offense. I believe it's the Jets after that, and then the Vikings.
The Giants,
and then the Vikings. Obviously, the Vikings have really good receivers, but they have Carson Wentz at quarterback. So, you know, the next few weeks are not like the most prolific passing attack. So, potentially, you can get away with it. But I think if Adoree doesn't play this week, he'll be out there next week. So it's probably more of a one-week thing with Adoree.
Okay.
All right, Elliot. Well, you can get the – is there going to be an emergency pod for this, Elliot? Is there going to be an emergency?
Yeah, as soon as practice ends, we'll have an emergency pod up for you to talk about it in even more detail than I just gave right
now.
Wow. There you go.
More detail.
I'm surprised you didn't bring out the other big news at that former wide receiver, Quez Watkins is back.
That's the move everyone will be super excited about. Also, you know, credit to the Eagles for tweeting all of this out and putting Nolan Smith in the middle of the tweet.
You had to search for it, Elliot. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was after Marcus Epps. Yeah. And
really, really burying the lead there on the injury.
And then not telling you what the injury is. It feels like we're dealing with the Flyers. This is now hockey injuries,
well,
now upper
quick,
body
Elliot,
injury.
It also looks like Jahad Campbell has a brace on his right knee and Bond has one on his left knee.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I would also say quickly, like, the Jahad Campbell thing is something to keep an eye on, too. Like, will they put him at edge more? And N'Kobe Dean eligible to play in week five? If they want to put N'Kobe back there with Bond and Nolan's out, maybe, you know, Jahad starts to get more snaps at edge. So in the season-long quest to prove he's an edge, this could be the moment that finally does it.
Let me throw this out there just for a second.
Or continue to show that he's not an edge.
That he's not an edge. Let me, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals signed Trey Hendrickson to a one-year deal, and then Joe Burrow got hurt for the year. I'm just throwing it out there. Trey Hendrickson, you could trade for Trey Hendrickson.
Go get him.
They should trade for Trey Hendrickson.
Yep, go get him.
We've had two straight weeks of Vic Fangio blitzing more than he's ever blitzed because they can't get pressure on the quarterback. So Darius Smith came in here, looked like the best edge on the team, by the way. They should at least call the Bengals. This would be a great time for the Bengals to be able to sell on Trey Hendrickson, not have anybody be mad at them because their season is over, essentially.
Yep.
And it would fix a problem with the Eagles, and they don't have to commit past this year. The guy's already signed to a contract for this year.
Yep.
If it takes a third round pick, whatever it takes, they should inquire about Trey Hendrickson.
Well, and the other thing too, and it's a good point, is now that price tag might be like a third.
I mean,
you're basically renting him for the rest of the year. You're saving the Bengals money by paying his salary. So, yeah, it's a good idea. I would also add to the Jahad Campbell thing. I'm looking at him out here at practice. Doesn't have a helmet on, and it doesn't really look like he's going to be doing a ton of work. So we'll see what he ends up doing today, but seems like it's going to be a limited day for him.
All right, Elliot. Well, you can search Go Birds wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe, get Go Birds Daily. Elliot, thanks so much. And remember to tune in at 4:30 to find out where you are on Eagles Insider of the Year Power.
I'll just be happy to be in the top five after this debacle.
Okay, all right.
I'll tune in now. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, there he is, Elliot Shore Parks. We'll get back to all of this after we tell you about... Look, we can't... We don't know how to solve Nolan Smith's injury. We don't know how to solve Ja'Quarian Bennett's injury. We do know how to solve a problem that you are having potentially in the bedroom. And you can solve it.
That's a good voice to do that, and I appreciate that.
In the bedroom. Well, you want me to do it smooth? In the bedroom.
That's how I used to do my Valentine's Day reads.
Oh, really? Oh, the smooth voice?
Yeah. Was that the teddy bear?
Yes, we shouldn't say the name of the brand, but
good point.
Yeah.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Especially wearing to something else, right?
Yes.
This could lead to that.
Yeah, you never know. Blue Chew. You go to bluechew.com to solve that issue you're having in the bedroom. Maybe the issue is you're just not... Look, maybe you think it's good enough. Good enough is not what the bedroom's
for. Just because it's good enough for you don't mean it's good enough for her.
Hell, and you know what we don't do on this show?
What?
Good enough.
No, we don't do good enough. We do good.
Better than good enough.
Better than good enough. There you go. You go to bluechew.com. They will send you these chewables. And first of all, they're going to send them to you. You don't have to go to the pharmacy or anything. They will come arrived in a discreet...
hard
package
in the mail, where because they make it and ship it right here in the USA.
No tariffs.
You also do not have to go to a doctor's appointment, and which is murder for two reasons. You got to wait months to get the appointment,
right?
And then you got to stare at some old guy, you know, directly in the face and say, "Hey, I don't got it like I used to." No. You do it all at BlueChew.com. They figure out the right mix to give you. And here is the best news, is that your first month is free. You go to BlueChew.com. You use code 94 at checkout. Jack is paying for your first month.
Yep. Always.
First month free. So that's BlueChew.com. Use code 94 at checkout. And then you can...
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
And by the way, go trade for Trey Hendrickson. Trey Hendrickson before the Niners do. Because Niners just lost Bosa. And by the way, they're 3-0 too, a season that could have been in the dumps with the quarterback going down, all that sort of stuff. They are, Jack, I know.
System QB. They got a real QB in there. Right. So Nolan Smith, by the way, from Adam Schefter, strained his tricep Sunday. So I guess this is now more
casual. So it is a strained tricep?
Yeah, and is now expected to be sidelined through the team's November 2nd bye. So through the bye, he says, and could return Monday night, November 10th against Green Bay.
I know they said non-surgical. This is me recklessly speculating.
We would always do on this show.
But that's
the other show.
Yeah. But an IR trip for a strained tricep? It just doesn't pass the sniff test to me. I'm not saying he has a bigger injury, but it is a strain of an injury that he just had surgery on in the offseason. So all I'm saying is I hope he's back at week 9, but strained tricep to me sounds a little light for crossing this guy off playing for the next 4 weeks, especially when it's a...
No, it sounds like 6 weeks.
Yeah, a surgically repaired strained tricep. So I hope, fingers crossed, that there's no surgery.
You think it could be longer?
That's
what you're saying.
Or else they wouldn't have put him on IR. Right. It's just if we had heard normally, hey, he has a strained triceps, we wouldn't expect an IR trip for a strained triceps, is all that I would say.
Yep.
So, all right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Again, I am just guessing. I don't know. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Ike?
Yes.
Time for you to guess the poll.
All right.
Here is the poll. Do the last two Phillies games concern you at all? Are you concerned about the last two Phillies games? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. What do you think the poll is?
I have a little bit of concern, but I'm just going by, I don't believe the poll is concerned.
Okay.
I believe most people aren't concerned, so I'd go with, 73%.
How about 52.8% yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And here's...
Okay.
By the way, here's why I'm surprised.
I'm a little surprised at that.
I'm surprised because to me, most people probably only turned the game on for a minute last night.
Yes.
Just that if you had seen it, you probably would have been more concerned than if you just heard about it. The last two games.
And certainly more people watched last night than Sunday.
Yes. 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 So
52... Yeah, we didn't even watch Sunday.
52.8% say yes.
People are happy they're good. I think they feel good about the team. But I think there's really a difference between that and believing in them.
Let me tell you, what do you think they're concerned about?
You think it's Duran?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's more just their general, like they're not playing crisp baseball, and they're starting to have fear of last year, of not being, of them doing the same thing with the Mets.
Nope.
To me, that I agree that is out there. I agree it's part of it. I don't disagree that it's part of it. That people are looking for a reason to not trust them, I think. But I do side with Ike in that, and I don't feel
this way.
But I think we all got the first experience that 99.9% of Philly fans, the first time they experienced Juan Duran was him pitching for the Phillies.
Yep.
We probably never saw him before. And for the first 5-6 times, he looked like we were talking about it on the air.
Greatest thing ever.
The greatest closer we ever saw. And now all of a sudden, he looks human. Mm-hmm. I don't think he looks bad, but he looks human. I think if people saw one thing from last night, it was that Duran gave up the home run
from the game.
Yeah.
I saw the base running errors. I saw that. But the thing I took away from the game was like, oh God, no.
Not again.
Blow this game again.
Yeah. It's okay. We only scored 3 runs, whatever. At least we're going to win 3-2. But yeah.
By the way, Mundo Sosa officially reinstated from the IL.
Oh, good.
Mundo!
Could have done it last night.
Could have done it yesterday, and then we don't have Weston Wilson, who I told should not be playing second base for. I think Weston Wilson's a good pinch hitter. You see a guy sometimes, and you can tell what position he plays.
He's not a second baseman.
He is a left fielder and a first baseman. That's what he is. I can tell just by looking at him. 215-592-9494. Colin in Colorado, you're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
What's up, Colin?
Hey, so I told Jack I'd talk Phillies, but a quick lead-in with the Eagles, because it's kind of a tale of two different versions of faith.
Yeah.
And so especially in light of the Nolan Smith news. My thing with the Eagles at this point is just using the past as a predictor of the future. They are so statistically probable to win when they take the football field, that despite injury, despite how it looks, and, you know, not to go terribly down that road. And so I give them a pass. It's early in the season. I really hope he's not injured, because I think it was Baldy who said he's the, what, most physically violent hitter he's in the NFL these days.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Nolan Smith.
Nolan Smith. Okay. Well, he is.
Yeah, so
you hope he's not, you hope he's not injured beyond what they're saying. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
I hope he's back to in a capacity. I kind of jumped there because it was, you know, I think he was complimented as being, I think it was Baldy who said he was the most physically violent hitter in the NFL. You know, I have the faith in them. The Phillies is a different type of faith. I mean, if you look at it, we lost our best player, arguably one of the best players in baseball, coming into the playoffs at the worst time of the year. And, you know, we're more concerned about his actual health recovery than for baseball. And so it's about getting a Bader at the last minute. It's about the Duran entrance. And we'd like to see a little more performance than entrance at this point. But it's kind of taken it. I talked to Ricky about it on Sunday. It's about the chutzpah. It's about the what you guys talked about a week or so ago. And not every ship is a boat, but not every boat is a ship.
Welcome to the show.
Size. Not the other way, but
yeah.
So and we've still got to be on board. How can you be concerned after two wins? This team, we kind of don't know what we're going to get. The bats have never quite caught on like they should throughout, you know, the construction of this lineup for the last 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, why wouldn't I be concerned?
It's almost a matter of blind faith because they had, like I said.
Yeah, I guess my thought would be, for sure, they could have been hot as hell through the end of this week, taken 5 days off, come back against the Dodgers, and everything could go cold with no explanation, for sure. Mm-hmm. But what I would say is I would feel... You're right, it is.
It would feel blind. Extremely confident, yes. Though, going into those games.
Yes, because I just don't... what I don't like about this team in general is, in general, the sort of lack of... Just they reflect
their approach.
Yeah, just this week could have been a week where you could have gone and gotten the one seed. And by the way, I'd much rather play the other frame in the playoffs than what we're going to play in the first round of the playoffs. And the Brewers keep losing, and the Dodgers keep losing. And what I don't like is this is what I don't like about those celebrations is sort of.
You feel like you've already accomplished this. There's nothing else for you to play for.
That okay, job done. And job not done. Not just in playoffs. Job not done in the regular season. And they sort of, thank you for the call, Colin, they sort of, to my eye, are playing like a team that thinks the job is done.
I agree. And I don't think it's an easy job for Topper to sort of manage down the stretch. He has to mix and match and try to keep these guys motivated. But to your point, I think, here's where I think we come in at. Because... we will react to what we're seeing. And what I mean by that is we get more people like our last caller saying, I'm not concerned, then why would they be concerned?
Right.
We turn the heat up on them and let them know it does matter, and we let them hear how we feel about it. Then they're going to respond to that because they got to play 5 more home games, and they don't want to hear from this fan base for 5 straight games if they aren't putting out the right type of effort.
Especially if, as Jack said, which I do believe to an extent, that people are wary about trusting them at this moment. Mm-hmm. So they have been more apt to boo this year than they have in any other season over the last few years. So
I want them to hear us today on the way to the ballpark.
Yes.
Yeah, it matters. How about win a damn game?
Just wake up.
I'm not saying there's a correlation.
Yeah.
But I am saying 3 straight losses after somebody was being a drip Friday night. That's all I'm saying.
After
his big win, he had a big hit last night.
He did.
I'm not taking anything away from him because
he showed up.
He's in his bubble.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean you don't put a damper on the spirit of everyone else with your mood.
Everybody else is having a good time.
Yeah. So that's all I'm saying. 3 straight losses, Fritz, and uninspired, too. Now, last night, at least they did show up.
Well, Saturday it was fine, and then Sunday was brutal.
Sunday was brutal last night.
Yeah.
Last night.
They only scored early, though, last night, and then kind of mailed it in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how many...
And sloppy baseball.
They were 1 for 14 with runners in scoring position on Sunday. I think that's what they were, something like that. So, all right.
Game didn't happen Sunday.
It happened. I saw it. I sat 3 hours of my life. 215-592-9494. Larry Anderson joins us next to talk about it. You do a good L.A. Like, do it again.
L.A.
There it is.
West Harry.
Yes. On the WIP Afternoon Show
with
Ike,
don't be a hater.
Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.